News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Reliance Industries Chairman Mukesh Ambani laid out big plans for all the three business verticals of India's largest conglomerate at the company's 43rd annual general meeting on Wednesday, but there were two big bang announcements: Google's investment in Jio platforms and the company being ready with in-house 5G solutions. Reliance Jio, which has also won the backing of US tech giants Qualcomm Incorporated and Facebook, has built a completely indigenous 5G solution, Ambani said at the virtual AGM, adding that the digital and telecom arm of his company will be ready to roll out 5G services as soon as spectrum is made available. Ambani said the company has created a 5G mobile network solution from the ground up, which will eliminate the need for the company to depend on third-party vendors, including Chinese telecom major Huawei, which was recently banned from setting up critical 5G infrastructure in the UK due to security concerns. Today, I have great pride in announcing that Jio has designed and developed a complete 5G solution from scratch. This will enable us to launch a world-class 5G service in India using 100% homegrown technologies and solutions, said Ambani while addressing the shareholders, prospective investors, media, and the general public. Calling this a made-in-India 5G solution, Ambani assured that the upgradation from 4G to 5G network will be easy and said that once it will be set up in India, the company aims to offer it to other global telecom operators. Once Jio's 5G solution is proven at India's scale, Jio platforms would be well positioned to be an exporter to other telecom operators globally as a complete managed service, he said. This came just a few hours after US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo praised Reliance Jio as a clean network while being critical of Huawei's 5G equipment because of threats to national security, economic security, privacy, intellectual and human rights. Aiding Jio in scaling up on technology side will be the new member on its board, Google, which will pick up a 7.7% stake in the company for ₹33,737 crore. With this deal, RIL has now sold nearly 33% of Jio Platforms, which houses music, movie apps and telecoms venture Jio Infocom for ₹1.52 lakh crore. The deal with Google will bolster Reliance's tech ambitions, such as building smart homes using solutions similar to Amazon.com Incorporated's Alexa voice assistant, connected cars and security systems. Ambani said that RIL had already achieved its target of becoming net debt free and insisted it would only take strategic partners on board from now. Jio and Google will partner to build a low-cost 4G or even 5G smartphone for India, Ambani said, in a move that is likely to get crores of Indians to use high-speed mobile internet for the first time. Google and Reliance Jio are partnering to build a value-engineered Android-based smartphone operating system. Through this partnership, we can accelerate the national mission of putting a smart device in the hands of every Indian, Ambani said. Google CEO Sundar Pichai said in a video message that through this partnership with Jio Platforms, we see the chance to have an even greater impact than either company could have alone, adding that the Jio investment was the first and the biggest investment Google would make via a ₹75,000 crore digitization fund announced earlier this week. The RIL chairman also announced that the company will induct global partners for its retail business in the next few quarters and said the company has successfully piloted the JioMart grocery model with Kirana partners in 200 cities and will also include pharmaceuticals, healthcare, fashion and electronics as part of an accelerated launch. The stake sale in the company's oil to chemical to Saudi Aramco, however, has been put on the back burner for now. Ambani said the deal did not progress as per earlier timelines due to unforeseen circumstances. Our equity requirements have already been met. Nevertheless, we at Reliance value our over 2-decade-long relationship with Saudi Aramco and are committed to a long-term partnership, he said, adding that RIL will be spinning off the oil to chemical business into a separate subsidiary by early 2021 to facilitate multiple partnership opportunities. Congress General Secretary Randeep Surjewala on Wednesday said if dissident leader Sachin Pilot is not joining the BJP, he should stop accepting that party's hospitality in Haryana. The reference was to reports that MLAs close to the rebel leader are holed up in hotels in Gurgaon in Haryana, where the BJP is in power. He also repeated the party's appeal to Pilot, asking him to come back to the family. I have seen Pilot's statement in the media that he will not join the BJP. If you do not want to go to the BJP, stop accepting the hospitality of the BJP immediately, he said. He told reporters that Pilot should free the Congress MLAs who are staying in two luxury hotels and under the security of the Haryana police. Surjewala said the party leadership spoke to Pilot several times, but he and the other Congress MLAs did not come to attend the Congress Legislature Party meetings. Pilot was sacked on Tuesday as Rajasthan's Deputy Chief Minister and the President of the State Unit of the Congress. And seven more deaths were reported from four districts of flood-hit Assam on Wednesday, taking the death toll due to the monsoon deluge to 66, while around 36 lakh people in 26 of the state's 33 districts have been affected, officials said. According to forest officials, at least 66 animals were killed while 117 animals were rescued, as 95% of the world-famous Kaziranga National Park, home to more than 2,200 one-horned Indian rhinoceros, was inundated. Officials of Assam State Disaster Management Authority said that over the past 4 weeks, 66 deaths due to the floods were reported, while 26 others have been killed in separate landslides since May 22. The ASDMA official said that two persons drowned on Monday in Dhubri and Morigaon districts, but these deaths were not flood-related. They said more than five rivers, including the Brahmaputra, are flowing above the danger mark in many places in 12 districts. Quoting reports from the districts, they said that the flood water has submerged 3,376 villages, affecting around 36 lakh people, and 1,27,647 hectares of crop area in 26 districts. The district administrations have set up 629 relief camps and distribution centers in 23 districts, where over 36,000 men, women, and children have taken shelter. Though the flood hit 26 districts, 23 are the worst hit. Besides erosion of river banks at a large number of places, roads, embankments, bridges, culverts, and other infrastructure have been damaged at many locations in 26 districts, the ASDMA official said, adding that several hundred houses were fully or partially damaged due to the flood. Around 22 lakh domesticated animals and over 14 lakh poultry birds were affected due to flood water. Nearly impossible without man-made global warming, this year's freak Siberian heat wave is producing climate changes most flagrant footprint of extreme weather, a new flash study says. International scientists released a study on Wednesday that found the greenhouse effect multiplied the chance of the region's prolonged heat by at least 600 times and maybe tens of thousands of times. In the study, which has not yet gone through peer review, the team looked at Siberia from January to June, including a day that hit 38 degrees Celsius for a new Arctic record. Scientists from the United Kingdom, Russia, France, Netherlands, Germany and Switzerland used 70 climate models running thousands of complex simulations comparing current conditions to a world without man-made warming from the burning of coal, oil and gas. They found that without climate change, the type of prolonged heat that hit Siberia would happen once in 80,000 years, effectively impossible without human influence, said study lead author Andrew Siavirala, a scientist at the UK Met Office. This study, coordinated by World Weather Attribution, was done in 2 weeks and hasn't yet been put through the microscope of peer review and published in a major scientific journal. But the researchers who specialize in these real-time studies to search for fingerprints of climate change in extreme events usually do get their work later published in a peer-reviewed journal and use methods that outside scientists say are standard and proven. World Weather Attribution's past work has found some weather extremes were not triggered by climate change. But 2020's Siberian heat wave stood out among the many studied, said Attribution team co-lead Friedrich Otto, acting director of Oxford University's Environmental Change Institute. Definitely from everything we have done, it is the strongest signal that we have seen, Otto said. The scientists said the heat added to problems with widespread wildfires, pest outbreaks, and the thawing of permafrost, which led to a massive pipeline oil spill. Thawing permafrost also has the potential to release huge amounts of greenhouse gases trapped under the frozen ground, which could then worsen the warming, scientists said. This event is really worrying, said study co-author Olga Zolina, a climate scientist at the P.P. Shershov Institute of Oceanology in Moscow. At least 10 outside scientists contacted by the Associated Press said this study was scientifically sound, using established and proper techniques. It seemed like a major crime for Allenhurst, a town of less than 700 people in southeast Georgia, United States. A female body was spotted by the railroad tracks. Liberty County deputies gathered at the scene and waited for the coroner. It took a while before they realized the joke was on them. The corpse was actually a sex doll. Detective Mike Albritton said officers found the female humanoid on Tuesday afternoon, WSAV-TV reported. Under department policy, deputies can't touch a dead body until the coroner arrives. Once the coroner came to the scene, detectives began checking the body for injuries and immediately realized it was a sex doll. Detectives said it was anatomically correct, with realistic features, and was fully dressed. It is unclear whether authorities will investigate. Albritton said he's never encountered an incident like this. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.